to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Welcome to Let's Talk. Before I go on any further, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners on this land that we are broadcasting from. I also like to pay my respects to our elders and also our elders of more recent arrival. And a big shout out to everybody who is joining us from around the continent. If you're tuning in and you're tuning in via NERS, the National Indigenous Radio Service NERS, or via our app 98.9FM for the best country, which you can download for free from your app store. You can also catch us digitally via Spotify and Apple Podcast. And don't forget, this program is podcasted and you can catch it via our website, 98.9fm.com.au. And as always, it is great to have your company. So it became aware to me recently that there was vandalism of a very, very special place that I got to travel to this year. That place is called Mile Creek. And for you who don't know the story of Mile Creek, I'll give you a bit of an story about it. On June the 10th, 1838, in a very violent and unprovoked massacre of at least 28 Gimilaray people, women, children, and older men, by, I believe it was 11 white men from a nearby station. The Aboriginal men of these families were off working at a nearby station. And in an unprovoked attack, this massacre happened. In 1989, Gimilaray people and also non-Gimilaray people from that area got together and they wanted to honour and commemorate this tragedy, this massacre. And what they did was in 2000, there was the unveiling of the memorial. And since then, you know, 24 years annually over the June 10th date, there's been gatherings from schools, people from, you know, outside of New South Wales. I live in Queensland, so I travel down. And it became aware that this week, as I mentioned earlier, there was some desecration that happened. I'm going to get one of the committee members on from the Friends of Mile Creek committee to have a chat about what's happened, when they found out, and what's going, what's been happening as of late. You know, what are the police saying? You know, do they know who did it? Is this the first time? We'll have a chat about that. I'll bring my guest in now. Hey, Keith, brother, how you going?
Good, bro. How are you?
Good, good, brother. Thanks for making some time at short notice to have a chat with us as well. We very muchly appreciate it. But before we go any further, your mob and your country, please.
Yeah, proud. I'm Roy Murray from northwest New South Wales, southwest Queensland. Co-chair of the Friends of Mile Creek Committee. And, yeah, more than happy to join you on the program this morning, bro.
Deadly. Thanks for that. Yeah, we'll just get into it. You know, I got sent some photos last week showing the amphitheatre, the Crobbery Ground, the big blocks being removed, the railings being removed, some of the rope around the amphitheatre being ripped up, you know, and a bunch of other stuff that happened as well. Could you, let us know what you know, what has happened and when you became aware of it?
Yeah, so Yeah, we had some railings that were ripped out from the amphitheatre, along with other damage that was done to that particular space. There was also damage done to one of the three water tanks that we've just recently installed to service the bush garden that we launched earlier in the year. There was also some damage to one of the plaques along the memorial walk. That was sort of scratched into to one of the plaques, some sort of offensive, colourful drawings. And yeah, we found out, well, we first knew about the vandalised spaces. The knockout weekend's mucked me up, but not last week, the week before. We do have security footage out at the site, it appears that the damage would have occurred before the 3rd of September. Police have met up with the committee members out at the site. There's also a number of items that was taken from the site as well, items that were connected to some of the work that was still being done down at one of the tanks, the water tanks. Obviously, with that vandalism, we also lost all the water that was in one of those tanks, which was a bit of a shame given the tough conditions we all went through with the drought not that long ago. So, the police were able to meet up with two of our committee members out of the site last Wednesday. They've been given the list of items that were taken, and we've just left it to them now to sort of do their work and follow through on appeal to the public for more information. Obviously, it'd be wonderful if the people or person responsible would do the right thing and hand themselves in to police and help with their inquiries. But at this stage, we've done what we can do in terms of logging what has been damaged, what's been taken, and left it in the hands of the police to be able to do their job.
Knowing the hard work that has been put in since the beginning, back in, the initial discussion back in 1998, and then also the unveiling in 2000, and for this to happen must be very heartbreaking, brother, for, you know, all the hard work you've put in, even recently as of the update, you know, of the amphitheatre and the dance ground and having the all the different things sort of installed.
Yeah, that is, bro. Like, the new Stage 2 building works is literally only 7 months old. You know, we launched that at the end of February at a COVID-safe event, attended by basically our elders, family members, and a small group of dignitaries that were able to attend. Our families have lost, you know, two significant members over the last 12 months that were life members of the committee. So it was a pretty emotional event for everyone involved, given the fact that they weren't able to be there to see the 20 years of hard work that they had contributed to that particular site and that space and our work. To see the vandalisation and the damage done to the space only 7 months later is pretty upsetting. And as I said, I'd like to think that it is an isolated incident that the majority of the people in and around the site that live and work and travel past there are good people. It's a shame that this has occurred. It's obviously also very traumatic and angering and distressing, particularly for the committee, but specifically for the Aboriginal members of the committee involved. It is what it is, unfortunately, and we can only, bring this to the wider public's attention and just hope that, the public are able to assist the police with their inquiries.
Is this the first time such vandalism has happened on the site?
Unfortunately, no. There has been a couple of other incidents over the years. We've just tended to the committee throughout the 22 years that has been working. It's been primarily focused on important part of that story, which is the coming together of all Australians, particularly at the annual memorial every June long weekend, to remember the events of June 10, 1838, to pay our respects, to honour, to mourn, and to I suppose, look at an opportunity where we could undertake aspects of truth-telling in our narrative, a national narrative. We hundreds of people that attend the memorial site, I mean pre-COVID, that is, are visiting the site to help people on their path to understanding, these histories that are, I suppose, replicated throughout the country. And it's part of our colonial story. It is a terrible indictment that we still see examples of vandalism, not just out of the site, but other important cultural sites for Aboriginal people all around the country.
Definitely, brother. It must be very, very heartbreaking knowing that there's still people out there who think very little, of our people and have this sort of certain mentality when it comes to us memorialising or remembering and honouring, Aboriginal people who have been a part of, who have sadly been on the receiving end of massacres. Outside of sort of this, are you well aware of the sort of the vandalism or the desecration of, non-Indigenous sort of sites of significance that are like Mile Creek or, that sort of remember, veterans and diggers? And, how do you think, the broader public would receive that? Do you think it would be sort of a different reception in regards to, the desecration of a non-Indigenous sort of sacred site or memorial site?
Well, the thing is, there is no other site like this in the country. This is a memorial site, but it's also honours and remembers a massacre that took place. So, yes, we do have spaces, solemn spaces that people can visit to reflect on, parts of our national history when it comes to endeavours that have taken place outside our shores. But it's a site where the blood of direct descendants of my family and others are soaked into the ground. It's a site where, it's a state and national heritage listed site where people can visit, try to learn a little bit more about, the important aspects of historical facts that have taken place here.
And I guess to add to the significance of it is the fact that it's one of maybe even none, correct me if I'm wrong, brother, where the perpetrators were held criminally accountable and found guilty and hung for their actions.
Yeah, and it is the only example where non-Aboriginal people were tried and convicted of their crimes. So there were 12 that were part of the band of people that participated in the massacre. 11 were arrested and tried in court of law in Sydney. They were released, and 7 were retried. Those 7 were found guilty and hung for their crimes. And as you mentioned, it's the only time in Australian history where non-Aboriginal people were held accountable for the murder of Aboriginal people in this country. And as I said, it's a space where, you know, we get a large number of people that travel from all over the country, from Queensland, from the ACT, from Victoria and other states. We have people that pre-COVID that, you know, would travel internationally to visit and pay their respects to this important place in our history. And, you know, we get a large number of school groups that attend the memorial every year from Queensland and from New South Wales. And again, that continues the important space that we've created there at the memorial every year for people to be able to come and gather Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal descendants of the perpetrators and descendants of the survivors of that massacre, and you know, remember the history and the story that had taken place there, but to do so in a respectful way. And unfortunately, with the recent example, we've got a complete disrespect of that, and I think a lot of people would be absolutely disgusted by what has happened out there.
Oh, definitely, brother, definitely. You know, and the fact that, you know, two different groups from the local area, and as you mentioned, you know, yourself and many other Aboriginal people who are, I'm sure, on the committee, are descendants of the mob who lost their lives. And then are any of the current committee members descendants of any of the perpetrators, or but there are some around, is that right?
Yeah, we when the committee was formed in 1998, we had the coming together of descendants of both the perpetrators and the victims and survivors of the massacre, and they then formed a committee in 1998 and set aside to work for the purpose of raising the profile and the story of the Mile Creek Massacre by undertaking a memorial over the Queen's birthday June long weekend every year. In 2000, they unveiled a memorial which we sort of provide the focus around the gathering every year, where we have, you know, guest speaker and our groups come and perform and dance and share our culture, which is really important as well. And we have a number of descendants that attend the memorial every year, and as I said, it's really sad and upsetting to see events of what have taken place there at the site more recently, given the fact that, you know, we only launched that stage two project in February. So
You did mention the police went out there with a couple of the committee members. Is there much leads? You know, do they have much to go off of? Is there anything that you could talk about in regards to that investigation?
We logged it with them. They were, really engaged and committed to the incident being reported. And as far as I know, they've put out a release on the local Hunter New England Facebook page about the incident, and they've called for members of the public to contact them through Crime Stoppers on their 1-800 number, but also their website, to provide, you know, any information and assistance that may help with their inquiries. And as I said, Bo, I mean, I don't think there'd be any reasonable person in this country that would condone what had taken place out there. I think a lot of people would be disgusted by that. Any fair-minded Australian would absolutely be disgusted by what has taken place. You can't defend the type of things that directly seek to damage a memorial and a site that is embedded in our national heritage, history, in our heritage, and a site that is quite a violent site, but also over the last 20 years, we've tried to provide us a space for healing for people to be able to come out there and I don't think the people or the person that was responsible for this really understands the damage that they've caused and the outrage that they've now have by all Australians about their actions.
Oh, definitely, brother. And the moment that, and if, blackfellas were to do something in the same nature to something significant to whitefellas, there'd be an outrage. They'd be calling, for the arrest of, the said person, and, we know the sort of what happens and how it goes. And actually, funny thing, I think at the height of the protest last year, I remember, especially around the world when they were ripping down colonial statues, I remember down in Sydney, I believe it was Hyde Park, there was hundreds of police officers standing around protecting this one statue. I don't know if it was Arthur Phillip or Cook or some early colonial supposed pioneer of Sydney. It's just the outrage and the double standards. Just really quickly for the listeners, my guest is Gomori Mann and committee member of the Friends of Mile Creek Committee. Keith Munro has joined me also. If you want to get a bit more context about the importance of Mile Creek, I've done quite a few interviews on the program. If you type in Mile Creek Massacre Memorial, part one and part two, you'll hear me chat with Brother Keith Munro and also Lyndall Ryan as well, and they talk specifically about this area and then also areas leading up to Mile Creek as well. Brother Keith, I do want to say thank you, brother, for joining me on the program. It's always a pleasure having you on. Myself and I'm sure everybody here at the station, hopes that, what has happened with the site, the perpetrators get caught and they get the due justice that the mob down there and around Australia hopefully deserve to get, for such a incident at such a site like this as well. And I'm sure this happens to many, many other sites as well. If anybody out there is listening and has news articles or, knows local significant sites, especially memorial sites like this that are in your local area that have been desecrated and been vandalized, please get in contact with us. Just hit us up on Instagram or Facebook, or even give us a call here at 98.9 FM. I'd love to hear it, because I'd love to do a bunch of stories around this topic as well. But Brother Keith, thank you for coming on and having a yarn here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Bo. Thanks again. Appreciate you having me. And, yeah, thanks for your interest and, passion around this important history of ours and for inviting me on.
All good, brother. And, again, just really quickly, Keith Munro from the Friends of Mile Creek Committee joining us to have a chat about the recent vandalism of Mile Creek. And let's hope, the perpetrators get caught and they get held accountable for the damages, not just for the specific damages, but for the heartache that this puts, especially Aboriginal people, and who have a long line of connection to this specific area. A lot of hard work has been put in to put this memorial site to where it is. Thousands of people You know, I swear each year I attend this event. When I went down there, there was a couple of hundred people that attended the event. If you've enjoyed this program, just remember it is podcasted. All you have to do is head to our website at 989fm.com.au, follow the links to podcast and hit Let's Talk, and you can listen to this up on the website. To take us out of the program, I have a bunch of songs talking specifically about massacres and these events from various different Aboriginal people. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM, Murray Country.